Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sarah Sladek is here. Sarah is the CEO and the founder of XYZ University, best-selling author of a number of books, including Talent Generation, including The End of Membership as We Know It, including Knowing Why. She's a very prolific writer and especially expert in the area of the demographic area of the generations, and she's here to talk to us about how all that is affecting our ability to keep good people in this tight labor market. Sarah Sladek, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, Sarah, one of the things that I started reporting on it several years ago, probably close to 15 years ago, I started having people joining me on the show who were talking about engagement. And for all the, for all this time since, as you probably know, there's probably been a thousand books written on engagement, right? A lot of people have become engagement experts. And I've covered a lot of that, and I believe in it. But parallel with that, concurrent with all that, I was also talking about millennials with people like you, generation experts. And the one thing that kept coming up was, millennials are not going to be with you very long. They know they're going to have a bunch of jobs in their lives, so you might get 3 years out of them, you might not. And after a while, I started saying, well, okay, why are we talking about engagement where you're trying to get people to be engaged so that they'll stay longer, but yet we're fighting a demographic headwind about they won't stay? So how do we reconcile those things?
Right, right. You know, it's interesting because you said about 15 years ago, you started having guests on the show talking about this. And what's kind of fascinating is that, yes, absolutely, it was around the year 2000 when employee engagement started taking a real nosedive and that it was really noticeable. And we have not, despite all of the studying, despite all of the conversation and attention on the topic, we have not recovered at all.
Isn't it interesting that that's about the year that the first millennials started taking a job?
Right, exactly. And today, the stat is that about 70% of the workforce is disengaged. They are just punching the clock. They don't really like their jobs. They're miserable. And that's for all ages. So we have a real problem. And U.S. employers are losing about $30.5 billion annually to employee turnover. So this is a problem that needs to be addressed. We've got to figure it out. And that's what I was researching for my book, Talent Generation, to really find out why are some companies really successful at engaging talent and others are really struggling. In fact, the majority are struggling. And yes, part of it is demographic, absolutely. And part of it is just simply shifts we've seen socially and economically. Our values have shifted, our workforce has changed, and we have to figure out the best path forward.
Are you seeing any kind of a differentiation between corporate America and Main Street companies in this? Is there any kind of research on that at all?
Well, not necessarily. I think corporations are still, you know, they're very, very hierarchical, yeah. Many yeah. corporations. A lot of younger people are a little bit concerned about working for corporate America because they feel that corporations are really just in it for the money. They will use their talent. They don't really care about their talent. Mm-hmm. So in that case,
the values don't match.
Actually, have an advantage. Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the reasons I thought about that is, you know, the younger generation, if there's one thing we know, they're digital natives. And so they love the technology. And even though all small businesses have to use some technology or they wouldn't even be in business today, they might not be on the cutting edge of technology. And so they might not be as advanced as maybe even as some of them of the young people would even like to recommend that they be. And I've been wondering about if that's a stumbling block or a problem for Main Street businesses in keeping good young people. Does that make sense?
So here's what we find. Yes, technology is a concern because obviously we've moved into this era of technology. But what we find is it still boils down to, it still starts at the top. It really boils down to leadership. And that's in any size of business, any department, any type of organization. What we find is that people really want to work for leaders that are extremely passionate about the organization and about their people. They're very optimistic. They practice humility. In other words, they're willing to learn from other people. They don't pretend they know all the answers about everything. But also, here's this other piece, which you're kind of alluding to. They operate with a sense of urgency.
Mm-hmm.
Because now things are moving so fast, including technology. And those leaders that kind of sit back and have this wait-and-see approach, or we're just going to coast, that really turns talent off in this new market.
Well, they go home and they pick up this new cool app that helps them do their own life quicker, and they adopt it immediately. And then they go to work, and they see the company struggling with the same kind of things. And there's technology available to bring that company into the next level, and they get frustrated with why the company's not making that change. And so the truth is, the company probably does need to listen to them, but at the same time, the employee needs to realize that companies move a little slower for a reason. There are reasons why they do that. People aren't resisting technology because they're Luddites. They're resisting technology because if it seems like they are, just because they have to be more deliberate. What do you think?
Sure. There is definitely some truth to that. However, I think as we move forward in this new workforce, new work environment, the idea of speed is going to become more and more prevalent. Hold on to that thought, Sarah.
Sarah Snydek and I are going to come back. We got more to come. She's got more to teach us after this break on how we can engage the younger generations better. Plenty after. Stay with us. The book is called Talent Generation.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.